The award-winning Amadeus Choir of Greater Toronto is celebrating over 50 years of energizing the Toronto arts landscape with innovative programming and dynamic collaborations that redefine choral music. On Sunday, May 4th, 7 p.m., the Amadeus Choir of Greater Toronto presenting Bernstein and Durufle, the grand finale concert of the 51st season. It will be held at the historic Metropolitan United Church, which is a nice place to go, amadeuschoir.com. For tickets. This powerful program brings together two of the most cherished choral works of the 20th century, and that would be Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms and Maurice Durufle's Requiem, and one finds Hebrew poetry and jazz overtones, the other luminous serenity. The repertoire will be conducted by artistic director Kathleen Allen. The concert features a stellar lineup of guest soloists and musicians. The evening will also include a special unveiling of the Amadeus Choir's 2025-26 season. Joining us in the studio, Kathleen Allen, on the Faculty of Music of the University of Toronto, teaching conducting there, recent guest conducting engagements with the VSO in Vancouver, the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra, her home province, and Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, Early Music Vancouver. Kathleen Allen, it's always great to have you here. Welcome back to the studios.
Thanks so much for having me.
What's it like conducting young, aspiring conductors at the U of T? What's that
oh,
like?
Oh, it's so rewarding. They're just the best students. They show up early and help with the chairs, and they're just really, really committed. And it gives me so much hope for the future of choral singing in this city and in the country, because we have really dedicated, fantastic young musicians, both as young singers and conductors coming through that program.
I'll go down this vein just because I'm interested, because kids probably come in with a certain amount of ambition. They've got a certain amount of training, the energy they come up with, but what they have to learn to get to a certain level. What is that?
It's so fun to work with that raw energy and enthusiasm.
Sure.
And then help them find their own voice and determine where we might build some skills and hard technique, as well as the soft side. I always say that the hardest part of learning to become a conductor is the soft skills. It's managing a rehearsal, reading the room, knowing when to push and when to let go. Oh my goodness. And the only way to learn that is by doing it, is by getting more time on the podium.
Yeah. So. Talk about 50 years of this organization, what this organization meant to do, and how this season has gone thus far. I know you've kind of returned to the fray. So.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I'm just back from maternity leave after my second baby. Thank you.
Wonderful.
This choir is so special. I really think that they marry the values of community and supporting each other and everything it means to be a community music organization, at the same time as working at the highest level of excellence and professionalism and being very serious about the repertoire that we perform. So it's rare to have those two things at the forefront of our attention in a dual way. And this organization is really successful at that. It's a very special.
How many voices?
96 or so this
year. Pretty
big. Yeah, it's a big choir.
Yeah, it's a big choir. Do you feel like the mandate has changed with the times? I mean, it feels, when I look at the repertoire you're putting together, that you are speaking to a modern moment, yet at the same time looking to the past.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that comes through. It's certainly in keeping with the long tradition of the Amadeus Choir throughout its history of championing composers and working with living musicians to make really relevant and beautiful new music for choir. And I think looking to address the things that are important in Canada right now, reconciliation, connection with the land, working with young people, what it means to make music in an environmental position that we're in right now in the world. So we try to ask those questions. I don't know if we have the answers, but we at least explore those questions in a way that art can express the inexpressible and hopefully move the needle on some important issues.
If you're just joining us, it's a big concert coming up Sunday, May 4th, 7 p.m., Amadeus Choir of Greater Toronto, Bernstein and Durufle, tickets at amadeuschoir.com, and it's being held at the Metropolitan United Church. With us in studio, Kathleen Allen, Artistic Director, Conductor with the Amadeus Choir. So let's get into this repertoire. Why don't we start with the Bernstein? Great American, didn't compose as much as maybe we imagined. So tell us about the Chichester Psalms. I know I've heard of that being performed here and there, but not all the time, and certainly not all the time in here in Toronto. So tell us about this piece.
It's one of my favorite pieces of choral music, and it's so much fun to sing. Bernstein had actually taken a sabbatical from his time as the music director of the New York Phil and was going to explore this avant-garde moment in the 60s where everyone was writing in 12-tone serialism and really sort of moving away from tonality, and he totally failed. And he wrote this very funny poem that was published in the New York Times saying, "Whoops, I tried to be serial and I came out with this jazzy tonal number in sort of B-flat major."
Before he passed, we had Boris Brod in here, and he was spending some time with Bernstein kind of around those years, and he did say that it could get pretty experimental with Bernstein. You know, he would try things.
Sure. And I'm glad that he was pushing the envelope, because we came out with some, yes, it's tonal music, but it's really adventurous and it's crunchy and it's rhythmic. And because he was pushing himself, we got more than your standard musical theater. He actually was trying to write a musical in that time and ended up throwing it out. They couldn't kind of find consensus among the collaborators. And the music for Chichester Psalms comes from those sketches. So you get these really beautiful melodic lines and characters in the music, while also this pushing the edges of what feels good in a tonal sense.
What's the relationship between performing it and conducting it and then the audience taking it in? I mean, does everybody have to come together to make it all work?
Yeah, I mean, we are preparing it in a way that I hope will be highly entertaining. Okay. There's a lot of features in the piece that are a little unusual. There's a boy soprano soloist joining us from the Toronto Children's Chorus named Ryan Taleby. He's going to be just gorgeously featured in the second movement. The melody's been stuck in my head for weeks since we've been rehearsing this. It's so catchy. Don't worry that it's not the kind of avant-garde music that will come away feeling like you can't remember the tune, because it's so West Side Story in that way. Like,
I love it.
For
so
sure.
Some Bernstein, and then the Durufle. We receive two or three recordings of Maurice Durufle every year. Mm-hmm. People kind of revisiting it, major choirs all around the world looking to it. So tell us about the Requiem and where it stands in repertoire for you, and how it's going to make the audience feel.
I got to sing the Durufle Requiem when I was a member of the Vancouver Chamber Choir under John Washburn for many years, and we sang it at the Orpheum, and it was just this really transformative experience for me as a very early in my professional singing career. The harmonies just stand out, and I feel like they complement the Bernstein, which is sort of focused on rhythm while throwing some dissonances at you in a surprising way. The Durufle kind of digs into those dissonances and lets you just sit and swim around in them. It's almost like a kaleidoscope. These chords, for example, the very last chord in the piece has a minor seventh in it. And usually the minor seventh is driving us forward. It's going to resolve, but it just sits there and we hold it forever and ever and fade out to nothing. And it's this incredible exploration of harmony. It was written 25 years earlier than the Bernstein. In a way, it's bolder, but it's so soothing, and it's like acceptance of these conflicts that are internal to the harmony that make it really special. And he was an organist, and there's so much great organ repertoire in his oeuvre that I think it has a playfulness, an improvisatory sort of quality to it that, ooh, I think that sounds good. I'm just going to let that sound. And we, of course, get to work with this incredible organ at Met United. It's the biggest organ in Canada,
right?
Built in 1930 or installed in 1930, and has the most pipes of any organ in this country.
Okay.
And so the amount of color, the range of tonal possibilities on this instrument really orchestrate the work, with their music director, Jonathan Oldengarm, joining us on that instrument.
Fantastic. Now, I know you're going to unveil a little about 2025-26 at this event. What can you preview about that preview?
Sure. We have a really exciting season next year. It's a new sort of cycle. Anybody who works for an arts organization know that all the arts councils just entered a new multi-year cycle, and we've been dreaming for years about what that next cycle means. So there's a lot of collaboration with different kinds of artists, interdisciplinary stuff, commissioning, deepening relationships with composers we've worked with before, and not just sort of commission, premiere, done, moving on. We really want to explore what's possible with our friends in the music community. And our first concert, as a little preview of the interdisciplinary nature, may involve aerial dance.
May involve aerial dance. So, okay. Choir aerial dance 2025-26. A preview of the preview right there. The Amadeus Choir presenting Bernstein and Durufley. Sunday, May 4th, 7 p.m., the Metropolitan United Church. That, by the way, that's 56 Queen Street East in Toronto. You can get tickets at amadeuschoir.com. And artistic director, conductor Kathleen Allen, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We wrap our look at arts and culture. My name is Mark Wigmore. You're with The Oasis on the New Classical FM.